We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Head chef on the way. Test meat and potatoes goes to the Trader Joe's People's Choice Awards. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right into the birthdays. Old gentlemen, please help me wish my son Jeremy a happy second birthday today with a little kid fish sandwich and Mike's baby batter. Thanks and rock on, bitches. That from William.
Fish sandwich.
Betty bought her about some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter better. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better. Betty bought her about a bit of better butter.
Guys, my boyfriend listens to you every day. His birthday is today. Can you do whatever you do on birthdays? Wish my man a happy birthday. His name is Mark. Oh, thanks, guys. That from the lovely Lacey. Dealer's choice, Mike. Whatever you want to give.
Responsibly.
All the bitches, today my son Shane is 28 years old. He's become such a great man, and we're very proud of him. How about some green beans, some thrill gets, and that fish sandwich montage? Stay fresh, my friends.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Ow.
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Get.
Can I get a
filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? With the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some relish in the morning.
At noon
and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Get!
Good afternoon, mate. Cheryl and Edmonds here. It's my son Josh's 29th trot around the burning ball of fire. He made it to the other side. Pretty awesome, dude. Can I get a bong rip? A what the hell is that, bro, too? We listen daily. Thanks for the fun you bring. Mike laughing in the background is solid gold. Cheers and hugs and kisses.
I love
it. Oh, my God! What the is that, bro?
Hola, guys. It's my boyfriend's 37th trip around the sun. I want to wish him a big happy birthday. Can you guys give me your penis is too small? LOL. And the dirty Germans telling him what to expect for his birthday tonight. Thanks, guys. From his loving girlfriend, Layla, a.k.a. Superstar.
Yeah, based on how she is inferring in that email, I expect tonight you can expect to get not laid, but Layla'd.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is I talked to her offline, and she told me you should expect to come home to a 7-Eleven and a lot of Slurpee.
And you offer her the big bite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she'll give you her hot pocket.
Hopefully she takes a big gulp.
Good day, gentlemen. Want to give a big birthday shout-out to Rodney, a.k.a. Uncle Monkey. He's a super great guy, brother, uncle, husband, and dad. How about as your penis is too small? A quote from Miles. And Coach Ted talking about being Uncle Monkey. Thanks, guys. That from the Elk Plain Drifter and Amy Jean.
The penis is too small.
Okay. All right, Rodney. Here's a thought to consider. People would be way, way, way nicer to each other and in the world in general if every human was granted one murder in their lifetime.
Thank you.
All right. Uncle Monkey, that's a weird nickname. But I'm guessing somewhere along the way you earned that nickname. Now, with a nickname like Uncle Monkey, you got to do the hard work. You got to make the kids laugh. You got to be that uncle that shows up, has fun, yet is not crazy. You don't want to be the creepy uncle, but you might already be Uncle Monkey.
Fellas, it's my double nickel 55th birthday today. Since my wife of 25 years is not a fan, it's up to me to request a birthday shout-out. How about Turtle Sex and Mike's Choice? Thanks for all you do, longtime fan of the show. Cheers, boys. That from Pete.
Snap a picture of yourself.
All right, guys.
That's a D, and she's going to get one.
Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Beachy. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails here. What do we got? Any suggestions? Guys, we are going to our very first Kraken game on Saturday. We are so excited. Any suggestions on where to get a good burger down there after the game that's open that late? Any suggestions would be great. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Doug. I'm not that schooled on Queen Anne Hill, but there's a Dick's open late.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could walk right down from the arena and go to Dick's. That's kind of a classic. I mean, there. You know what's funny? I don't go to Lower Queen Anne enough. There's a bunch of restaurants.
Specifically a burger? Because, like, Mecca, if that's still there, right? They're open super late night.
They are.
Buckley's has a pretty good burger.
That's a good call, man. There's a Buckley's on Queen Anne. There's one in Belltown. Go over to Buckley's. They got good burgers. And get the Thai chili ribs as an appetizer.
Thai chili ribs.
Oh, it's one of the best appetizers you'll ever have.
Subject, armadillos for food. Armadillos are eaten in parts of the South, like Cajun country. The leprosy thing is mostly a myth. A recent 2008 study examined 2,500 armadillo in Florida. None of them had leprosy, but they have been known to carry it rarely. Marinating and cooking them would fix that. That from Lon. Stepped in.
Cajun country, though, they eat a lot of odd stuff.
That's right. Everything's spicy. Yeah,
most of it's in a shell. So, I mean, it fits right in, right?
I feel like when I eat Cajun food, just don't ask what it is.
Right. If somebody said, we're having varmint, I assume you have a Cajun accent.
Come on over to the varmint roast.
When I step in, a yellow jacket nest. Guys, I was clearing brush with a hedge trimmer, so I could not hear anything over it. And there was blackberries, so when I felt a few pokes, I didn't think anything of it. Until they started burning. And I felt more and more all over my body. Looked down, and I put my foot straight into a yellow jacket ground nest. Mm-hmm. And they were swarming all over me. So I dropped the trimmer and ran away cussing and swatting myself, only to look up and see that my client had invited her neighbor over to show off my work. I'm sure I looked like a crazy woman. I jumped in my trailer so I could strip down and shake them out of my clothes. Ended up with over 24 stings.
Damn.
I left the trimmer sitting there running until it ran out of gas, so they were a little bit less agitated on the yellow jacket end. I then used a rake to reach out and drag it away. Not an experience I'd care to repeat. That from Kari.
I did the same thing with the lawnmower, rolled over top of their nest. They lit me up. Ran into the house, and we let the lawnmower burn out until it ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. A couple on the worst movie ever. I bet just caught up on the movie show about the worst movie people have ever seen. I'm surprised no one mentioned this particular movie. I blame my brother for making me watch this, as he harassed me for months to make time to do it. Once I actually did, I couldn't stop thinking about it for 3 days. It was horribly impactful. I wouldn't say it was awful in terms of bad acting, bad scripting, etc., but truly a haunting movie about civilization crumbling into nothing. The movie is called Threads. My brother listens to your show every day, so David, thanks for being the biggest butthead known to man. For making me endure this film. Thanks, bitches. That from Devin.
I've never even heard of that movie.
Nope. Sounds like a pick-me-up, though.
More movie stuff. Gentlemen, listening to the episode, a few movies came to mind while talking to my girlfriend about the topic. Growing up, I was introduced to Speed with the first viewing of Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, and Dennis Hopper. Favorite of all time, Lord of the Rings series. High school years, good times in the nerd groups in high school back then. Worst, besides Batman and Robin, with those bad nipples, Manos, The Hands of Fate. 1966. First time seeing this laughingstock steaming pile, it was a Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode without the Mystery Science crew. The movie was a waste. Not even weed could fix it. Cheers, fellas, and have a good year. That from Monty B.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Whoa.
Damn it.
What is going on in there?
Usually they give a little applause.
Not today.
Cricket.
They were late getting into the studio.
Today's a good day to be in studio.
Yes, it is.
Thank you to my sous chef for hooking me up with this list and getting some of the food from the place.
Nice.
Your sous chef was kind enough to offer me an onion chip.
Well,
what'd you think?
Great.
Yeah, they are fantastic.
Great. Yeah,
hey,
you're right.
You're fired. I told him, no giving away onion chips. All right, so the list we have.
Really, he was nice. He was good. He treated you well. Yeah, you're fired.
Right. It's harsh in this kitchen, man. This time of year, especially, Miles, people think, you know, like, oh, but, you know, like, oh, it's January or February, like the big months of the summertime. Mm-hmm. Not over here.
Right.
It's hot in this kitchen, and the doors are locked.
Nice.
From the outside.
I sweat off some pounds.
So basically, Trader Joe's, they asked their customers what were the top products of the year. Customer choice kind of a deal here. So they have different categories. So let's say beverages. So there's five in each one. So when you go beverages, fifth on the list was non-dairy brown sugar oat creamer, which is also one of my nicknames.
Okay. It's long, but it's accurate.
Sparkling cranberry and ginger beverage.
Okay.
Seasonal.
Hmm.
Sparkling peach black tea with peach juice. Triple ginger brew. And then number one, sparkling Honeycrisp apple juice beverage.
Ooh, that does actually sound good.
Right. The number one cheese was cheddar with caramelized onions. I have had that. It is phenomenal.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, look, we say this all the time. You caramelize an onion, just put it on anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always like locally Pagliacci in the summertime. They get those wild Walla Walla sweet onions.
That's right.
You are correct.
Yeah, get those on top of your pizza.
It's a game changer, man.
All right, but let's get into the more important stuff. Number one, you could smell one. The entree that won, number one entree, because it's in the room and there's no denying that smell, is butter chicken.
Butter chicken?
With basami. Is it basami?
Rice.
Rice? I know it's rice.
All right.
Mike, I don't need your smart.
Butter chicken.
Butter chicken from Trader Joe's with some rice there. I'm not positive I've ever had butter chicken. It appears to be molten lava hot as Stephen Thrill goes to take a bite. Yeah.
No surprise by that.
Yeah.
You never had butter chicken before?
I don't think I have. I generally...
Dude, it's good. It is. It always is.
If I go to eat Indian, I get like... I'm just a standard white guy.
Like, I'll take some tandoori chicken.
And some naan bread.
We'll say that for you.
All right, I'll take a bite of it.
It'll good.
Yeah. Damn, chicken really masala good. Also made the list. Their Kung Pao chicken, butternut squash, mac and cheese. Seasonal. Also, their barbecue teriyaki chicken. Now, oftentimes we say this, Trader Joe's just makes a lot of stuff great.
They do.
It's very hard to go wrong there.
Not only that, but I always feel like when I check out at any other grocery store, I'm like, my God, man, that was a lot of money. I don't feel that way at Trader Joe's. I'm like, that was a bargain.
No, Trader Joe's
they don't
is.
Charge, and I don't know what the difference is where it does not cost as much there, but I'm generally happier with the products, the Trader Joe's specific products.
You guys have all seen the plethora that I brought in. I spent $20.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It doesn't make any damn sense.
I mean, that's the thing with Trader Joe's, right? They don't have brand name products, but all their stuff, I guess
they do it in a Costco way.
They're kind of knockoffs, but I get, but like they're
not
good,
but they're better. You know what they are? They're the Empire Strikes Back and the Godfather 2. So you can say, well, it's a knockoff, it's a sequel. Right, but they're better than the original.
You can also go and look and find out the company that makes all that stuff for them. Just like you can with Costco.
Okay.
So when you say their vodka is this or whatever the deal is, same thing with Trader Joe's.
I mean, look, the only real knock I ever hear on Trader Joe's is just the parking lots are tiny. But they design them that way specifically. I'll tell you what, the Trader Joe's up on Capitol Hill, man, sometimes there's a line just to get in there. But Trader Joe's also, again, snacks. The entrees are good. How did you guys like the butter chicken?
It's awesome.
That's
what I'm saying. Wait till you try it.
It's great.
You're
going to
love it.
Seriously.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Some household stuff. Their scented candles were number one for their produce. Bananas were number one. But do you know who the runner-up was?
The bananas?
Correct.
Is it just another random fruit or vegetable?
It is. I'm pretty sure this is a vegetable. I don't think it counts as a fruit.
That's fruit.
It is a fruit, isn't it? But it's got a funny name. Teeny tiny avocados.
Oh, teeny tiny avocados.
What do you got, those teeny tiny avocados?
Are they legitimately teeny tiny?
I don't know. I've never had them.
I've never had a teeny tiny avocado.
That's the only thing I stay away from in Trader Joe's is their meat and their vegetables.
Really?
Yep.
Any reason, or are you just going there to buy the prepackaged?
All their meat comes from New Zealand or Australia.
Okay, so just the time.
It's not the best quality. It's not the worst quality in the world. And the vegetables are way old.
Okay.
Typically, from what I know.
Vegetables are a weird thing, though, too, especially with produce in our country. Because we throw out produce way before it has to be thrown out.
We do, for
sure. Just because we like it to look all sparkly and new.
They're frozen vegetables.
And that benefits the produce industry.
Yeah, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with frozen vegetables.
No.
For your, like, I'll get frozen to that fruit, another list. Yeah, like, vegetables. Just use that stuff, right? All right. Now let's get to the main category, the snack world.
Yes, this is what I'm waiting for.
The fifth one on the list was Crunchy Curls. As Mike Hanso's over, that's a potato curl.
Mike, you're doing a hell of a job.
Crunchy.
I mean, you can get a job in a restaurant in no time.
Now, this was fifth on the list, but I've heard from some grumblings that maybe this isn't the best one.
A crunchy curl. So, not bad. This is not what I taste.
No flavor.
Yeah.
That is very plain.
That is very plain. You should call that the Seattle chip.
Yeah. You know what? That's so plain, I'm going to dip it in mayonnaise.
Spice it up with mayonnaise.
Next, and I know this will be good, the world's puffiest white cheddar corn puffs.
Okay. Now you're speaking my language.
Is this to compete with the Pirate Booty world?
I was just about to say, this is obviously competitive with Pirate Booty.
Kind of the consistency of a pork rind.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I eat those snacks all the time. What's it, 365? There's a couple different brands that make, like, the same version of that.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not awesome, but not bad.
That to me, that's what I call a weekday snack.
Right. It's not right. I'm not being gluttonous.
Right, because it's like, you can eat that and not feel terrible, as opposed to, like, getting your hands stuck in a bag of Doritos.
Yes,
You guys ever have that, man?
What's up?
Sometimes on the weekend, your hand just gets stuck in those Doritos.
Every time I take it out, it goes straight to my mouth.
Point not to buy them.
Right? All right, now here we get into the good stuff. Next on the list, we have organic corn chip dippers.
Okay,
basically,
right.
This is like a Frito scoop.
Yes.
Is that the original flavor, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm good on that one. Okay. Thank you, though. So that is good, right? Tastes like a Frito. Pretty delicious.
Got a little more spice than regular Frito.
All right, now watch your minds be blown on this one. I was talking about this the other day. My favorite thing on the planet right now is elote. These are elote corn chip dippers.
Okay.
So it has all the spice of a Mexican street corn. That's what elote is, Thro.
Thank you.
But it's already in a chip. I will get some of those during the commercial break. Right? That is delicious. You can hear the smile on my face as I talk about it. I mean, I never tried it until about 10 minutes ago.
I will say this. It actually tastes like corn.
Yeah.
Like, you can eat a Frito. You know a Frito's made of corn. It's understood. But these legitimately taste like you're eating corn on the cob. Real quick, a couple of texts came in. First of all, it's basmati rice.
Basmati. I should know that, because when I watch the Willow Channel, Cricket, there's always commercial for basmati rice.
Someone else says, I just tried the chicken this past week. It's so good. That's from Abby in Snohomish. It is. That's no joke, man. That buttered chicken was ridiculous. And those teeny tiny avocados, they say they're a ripoff. The pit inside is normal size. There's almost no flesh in there. All right, so there you go.
Hmm. All right, well,
people. And somebody says you've got to try everything but the elote corn chip dippers.
Oh, all right, we got that. Another big seasoning was everything but the bagel, seasoning blend. But the number one snack was chili and lime flavored rolled corn tortilla chips. I'm trying to think of the Mexican brand that makes these. We had them. Takis.
Yeah.
So this is like their version of that. Those things are delicious.
Yeah.
Definitely some flavor. I'll get one of the second things, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got flavors, got a little spice on it. Yeah, well.
That's number one.
I was just saying, I mean, I think everybody enjoyed it. That's why it's number one. Also, just a reminder, there is a certain big sporting event coming up soon. So if you listen to this list, I would say, you know, next time you're in Trader Joe's, start getting some stuff.
Load up. Absolutely.
Load up now. And, you know, that's when you watch a big game like that, it's mainly, sure, there's a game going on, but it's more about the snacks and the friendships that are made on a Super Sunday.
Damn. Good chef. Waxing at the end there.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, got a minute, so drink a toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a new study found the cheapest states to live in. Any idea the cheapest states to live in?
Mississippi.
Yeah, Louisiana, Alabama, West Virginia, Kentucky, probably a lot of the usual suspects. North Dakota.
Actually,
or maybe South Dakota.
It's Connecticut is number one.
The what? Cheapest state to live in?
South Dakota and Tennessee.
How is Connecticut number one?
Is it just the prices of everything else other than residents?
So the way we see Connecticut, and this is coming from the East Coast, it was a bedroom community
for New York.
To New York City.
Sure.
So a lot of real, real, real rich cats live there. But I guess when you take the whole state into consideration, like, you can't afford to live where they live, but maybe the rest of the state's just garbage. There I don't know.
And the most expensive states are, yet again, the usual suspects. California.
Yeah, well, of course.
Being number
Washington.
Three. Oregon, number two. I wouldn't be shocked if Washington's number four. And then the number one is Hawaii.
Yeah, of course.
Because everything's got to get shipped out there.
And Connecticut, too, is like two. It's a small state, but it's like two different states.
Right.
There's the part you're talking about where all the super rich people live.
And then the rest of it.
And then the rest of it's pretty, yeah.
Pretty rough.
Pretty bad, actually, yeah.
Then there's that part of Connecticut.
Well, you know what I mean? It's kind of like when you talk about L.A.
Right.
Like, people automatically think
Beverly
Hollywood.
Hills, right.
Yeah, but it's like, that's not it.
That is not what L.A. is, right.
Another study found just 10 minutes of moderate exercise each day helps the brain.
Now I have to double my exercise?
I already walked from the couch to the car.
Oh, my God. I have to leave my bedroom to get to the kitchen.
There's a whaling company in Japan that's struggling, so they're adding vending machines filled with whale products.
What are whale products?
It's whale snacks.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, blubber nuggets.
I thought we weren't really trying to eat whale.
Well, it's Japan.
Right. They're the only place I think that still does it. I know like some of the communities up in Alaska can, but that's part of the culture
sure.
to go whaling.
Mm-hmm. Oreo is launching a limited edition cookie that comes stuffed with another Oreo cookie.
Do I need that?
I would take one like with peanut butter in it.
To be honest with you, I've had cookies and cream Oreos before. They're great.
Really?
They're great. It's just, it's more Oreo. Do you need it? Hell no. It's more Oreo, though. It works.
You know what? That's a good way to put it. You don't need it, but it's good.
Right. There's a lot of snacks that if they just ran with that slogan, I feel like they'd be better. You don't need it, but you want it.
I mean, in the end, isn't that what all snacks are?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a snack.
This does nothing to nourish you. This is just something fun. Parents spend 35% more money when they shop with their kids versus shopping alone.
Of course they do, because yes.
Your kids are there.
Isn't that why a lot of the products that are out there, even if they have nothing to do with kids, they have these, you know, big mascots and
of course, because it makes
packaging
your kids
that is
interested. That's the whole thing.
Right.
But they also pointed out in that study, they said, look, it doesn't mean you're necessarily spending that money on your kid. Predominantly you are, but they also added, but when you're shopping with your kids, depending on their age, part of that extra cost might be the $50 bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah.
Right, sir, because you're listening to them like, I'm going to go ahead and reward myself with this.
I'm going to get drunk tonight.
And you buy the bottle of wine and you beat your kids with it.
Oh, God.
Look, that's my mom's story. She said, look, at one point.
I know your mom. She's a classy woman. She emptied the bottle first and then hit you with it.
Oh, she's going to drink her wine first.
That's right.
But she said, somebody had asked her, like, well, you raised two boys, blah, blah, blah. My mom said, well, you know, there's all these books about raising children. This is always her go-to. And they go, yeah. She goes, you buy the hardcover version and then you beat your kids with it.
2% of people eat fast food fries without salt.
Come on.
That seems about right.
I mean, it's
what's the percentage?
Two.
Like milk.
I mean, here's the deal. If you're already eating fast food, it's already got a ton of salt in it. So it would seem odd to be like, oh, no salt on the fries, though.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You ever salt them yourself? Do they still give the little salt and pepper packets?
I haven't seen them. I feel like Wendy's still does. Wendy's are like the best packets for it. Because I think they actually don't salt their fries.
They also have more of a dusted salt.
It's kind of like not like granular, but it's more like
a powdered sugar. Kind of a different consistency as far as...
Wendy's does not salt their fries.
I don't believe so. Don't quote me on that.
I haven't been to Wendy's in a million years.
But I think that's why they were so liberal with the packets, was that I think they just cooked them up and then gave them to you, and then you can salt them if you want. It kind of solved that whole issue.
Okay.
Other than the fact that 98% of their people were salting their own fries.
Yeah.
But you can also control the salt. Maybe you're like me, and you just bathe your fries in salt because you're that way, but some other people, they just like a little dash. Pepper, too.
Give me a dash of salt.
There's a woman that's convinced her dead husband appears in an ad for an Indian restaurant.
Well, there's a reason. She's crazy.
She's having a good old time right there.
Is it a local one, or like, where is this?
I don't know, Ted.
I'm going to guess it's in India.
But she said even her family members are like, no, that is not him.
So, millennials on Twitter recently put a poll together of the things that boomers love saying.
All right.
Boomers being boomers retaliated. Boomers on Twitter have responded to the younger generation by sharing the things that millennials love to say, which does bring us to...
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 things boomers say millennials love saying. The thing millennials love saying more than anything else is that they're a millennial. Like it's a badge of honor. Like they earned it. Like they had to fight so hard. You were smothered by your helicopter Gen X parents, and now you feel entitled. Guess what? You're not. Shut up.
BD seems a little pressed.
He always seems a little pressed, but I think it's based on his diet. If all you do is drink algae, I mean, eventually...
you just turn into
him. You have a bad attitude.
You just eat grumpy potatoes all day.
He is the Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
If you are what you eat, he is the Swamp Thing.
he's just wet spinach. So boomers being overachievers, they didn't give us 10, they gave us 14, so some of the honorable mentions of the things that millennials love to say... Number 14 is saying, I'm sorry, but, followed by something completely normal. They'll say something like, I'm sorry, but why is this pizza so freaking delicious?
Ah, okay, oh. I got you.
Huh.
Yeah. I've seen it, and it's, what's with the I'm sorry? Why are you asking why is it so, it's delicious because of the ingredients in it. You could say, dang.
Because your mouth loves it.
This pizza's freaking delicious.
This seems like people are already fired up this list.
I'm already fired up on this list.
Mike's pissed.
I'm not happy with my generation. Number 13, we've talked about it in here. It's when you do things that grown-ups do, adulting.
Well, if you're 12, I would give you a pass. If you're an adult and you do it, it's like, not adult.
No.
Yeah.
You're an adult.
We're 30, gang. We don't get to be excited that we're doing adult stuff anymore.
Well, no, it's not that. Just don't give it a term. Like... I felt good when I washed my bed sheets.
Right.
Because, you know, goddamn well you shouldn't have done. So I do feel good about that. I have achieved this thing that I should be responsible enough to do, but I don't believe that I was adulting. I stopped being lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also, I think the other thing that really sucks for millennials or anybody below that generation is just it used to take a while for stuff to catch on, but with social media...
Right.
And then everybody starts using those terms.
Mm-hmm.
That's right? Absolutely right, man.
It's just annoying.
It burns through its cycle a lot faster than it did in the generations prior. I see what you're saying.
And then also you have people that aren't part of these groups or culture that use the terms completely different. It's like, stop.
Right.
But you can't make fun of, you know, people for or certain groups and then steal their terms. Like, it drives me up a wall.
Exactly. Number 12 saying, and go, when they ask for recommendations on anything.
I've never heard that.
Oh, God. No, that's just rude. I've never heard that.
Huh. That sounds kind of fun.
Sounds like you're in a business meeting.
If we're talking to each other, yeah, but if I'm at a restaurant.
I don't know. I can picture myself. We're going out tonight.
Right.
Chicken wings. Best chicken wings in Seattle. Miles, and go.
Burnett's.
No problem.
See?
Don't even think about it. Just say, go.
All right, thrill. Go, and go.
I'm thinking these L's, I'm sorry. I know they don't do wings, bro, but you said chicken.
Yeah, they do wings.
Marco Polo.
Oh, yeah. Sons of bitches.
I mean, not Polo.
Anything, do a full wing.
Right. I would also say shout out to Sharp's Roast House.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, anyway, number 10, or rather number 11, I'm guilty of this one. Oof.
Oof. I haven't heard that one.
It's your basic response to something that you really have nothing to say to. Right. Somebody's going through it. I got into a car accident. Oof.
Yeah, okay. You know? I mean, that, come on. Because I can let that go. My dog says it as well.
I just never know what you want me to say. Like, I do want to be supportive, but
I found to say, sucks to be you.
Right. Oh. Sucks to be you. Things that millennials love saying, according to boomers, at number 10, mood.
Mood?
Yeah. It's when you will just point at whatever you like or dislike or and basically embody it as a feeling. So you'll see a woman walking down the street and she's just feeling good about herself. Mood.
I have not heard that.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Or if I have,
this whole thing is a mood.
Yeah. Okay. Like this chicken wing is a mood.
Right.
That makes me giggle.
And they will do
I
that.
I want to hear that. Yeah.
They do say that stuff a lot.
Trader Joe's is a mood.
Yeah.
Like, are they? Are they a mood?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are they?
I really enjoy them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would call something like that a mood. Anywho. Number 9, saying right every 10 words when explaining something.
Definitely hear that a lot.
For me, it was K.
I'm super guilty of that.
I remember I took a public speaking class when I got back into college, and I gave a speech up there that I rocked it. I did a great job. I researched everything. I was prepared. I gave up to the time. I was full of information, and I sat down along with my friends in the class and said, "You did a good job, K." And I look back in the video, and I swear to you, every fifth word, okay?
Okay.
It was the period.
I don't mind right. It just replaced something else that a different generation said. What you're doing, I'm acknowledging that I'm listening to you. Mm-hmm. So far, everything you're saying, I'm agreeing. I'm letting you know that I'm listening to what you're saying.
Exactly.
It's not a big deal.
And I have had this conversation over and over and over again that, yes, there is, you need to make some sort of affirmation that I have heard, comprehend, right, and am engaged with
so
what you're
every
saying.
Every generation has a way of giving affirmation that they're listening. I mean, if you want to mix it up, instead of saying right, either say left.
Yeah, right.
Right. See if they're listening.
I often say it too, just in agreement with somebody.
Exactly.
Right? Like, I don't
Cowboys
know.
Cowboys need to get rid of Dak Prescott, right?
Right?
Exactly.
Exactly. 100%.
100%. That's another one that I say a lot.
But also, I've gone in the opposite direction. Like, okay, so we, in this language, we're kind of, you know, razzing people for having that comfort word, that crutch word, if you will. So I stopped saying it altogether. And then when I didn't affirm that I understood what people were saying, I just kind of nodded and kept on going. They'd continue explaining.
Exactly.
Correct. No, no, no. I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Move on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the word. As long as people know that you're paying attention, let them move on.
Exactly. You don't need to make fun of me because you need me to keep your conversation going. There you go. At number 8. Okay, you know what? Listen, I'm going to keep this one going. But at number 8, you must be fun at parties. That still, to me, is a great insult.
That's a great insult.
Great one.
It is. Because it's the passive-aggressive way of saying you're a...
Right.
You're an effing downer.
No wonder no one wants to hang out with you.
Trust me, I wanted to use that one here very recently. You must be fun at parties. These are the things that millennials love saying, according to boomers. At number 7, booty.
I just like booty.
I like the word booty.
I like the word booty.
Yeah. Is that when you're saying that something's bad, you know, because we watched the Barstool page.
Yeah, something's bad.
It's booty cheeks.
Yeah. Definitely booty. It's not a good.
No, it is not.
Now, my kid says that. It cracks me up. He'll get mad at a game, right? He plays his video games and just, oh, and he's frustrated. He'll explain half of what went down. I don't know. I don't play it. He's just like, man, it's booty. And it always makes me smile. I think it's great.
Booty.
Number 6. Right?
I mean, let's
booty.
Be honest.
Show me the booty.
Yes. And some stuff is booty. No it cap.
What is it? No cap? No cap.
What does no cap mean?
I don't know why.
Cap is lying.
Right.
So you say lying. No cap. I'm not lying.
I don't know why the cap became lying, but it did. I called it the cap, Ted, because it's an object to me. I'm picturing a hat.
Ted just dropped down dying laughing.
I first came into realization of cap when I was scrolling through TikTok and everybody's like, oh man, this video is, and then they put a hat out there for cap. So I just called it the cap. Now, I will say something is cap, and I understand. I know how to say it phonetically correctly, Ted. You're not helping your argument.
I know I'm not.
I'm old. Number 6.
Well, not just that.
Cap.
I know.
I don't understand the cap. Where did this the cap come from?
I'm woke. How do I not get this?
Number six, saying how people win things. Like, oh, you won the internet.
I feel like that one's fallen off, which I'm happy
Thank
about.
Thank God.
It doesn't bother because I get what they're saying. I'm like, all right, man.
I do. It's just
there was a while where it was everywhere and every day.
I believe it.
And I also feel like a lot of things are just kind of, yeah. The gray world. Everything's like on the internet. It's like, you won the internet. Like, maybe it's a good comment. It doesn't have to be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really the big issue here.
Yeah.
That's really the big issue here. Number five, wait before every random revelation. I blame Neil Patrick Harris and How I Met Your Mother. Because he had a great deal. His whole thing was that everything was legendary.
Right.
Everything's going to be legendary. This is going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Yeah, you're right.
And I laughed every time.
That's a very good call, Mike.
Number four, I was today years old when I learned X. It's usually something silly like I was today years old when I realized that when someone says, hold your horses, they're telling me to be stable.
I was yesterday days old when I found out paprika is just dried up red peppers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. It's an admission of I should have known this before.
Correct.
It is.
That's all.
I should have known that I didn't know.
But right. It goes back to the same adulting headspace. I was today years old. I learned this today.
Sure.
Grow the F up.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I'm just
like, look, I'm with you. But you know, sometimes I might get some anger. I just let him have it. He's pissed. He hates this list.
Fired him. Done with it.
Get a bite.
Number three, cuteness overload.
That's just a disgusting
because it term. Comes out just like that, Ted.
I know.
I'm a boomer at heart.
You are. Damn it.
Oh, number two. So I did a thing.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Cutesy stuff.
Normally not guys. No.
Don't be so sure, Miles.
Okay.
Do not be so sure. But this is the number one thing that millennials love saying as according to boomers, which I don't mind.
Okay, boomer.
Ditto.
Sure. Come on, man. That's not new to millennials. That's been around since dittos were invented.
Right.
You said copy, then it became ditto. Interesting. Hell, it was in the movie Ghost, for Christ's sake, that came out in 19, whatever the hell it was.
It's a Pokemon, no, it's for
Christ's sake. I love you. Ditto.
I'm a copy guy.
Yeah, copy.
Yes, you are. Roger, copy. Shoot, sometimes I just go full on NATO with Ted.
Right, just phonetic alphabet.
I'm en route.
Yeah, right? I think we had that conversation 2 weeks ago. En route. Copy.
Authorities in Louisiana responded to calls of an unknown explosive device, but it wasn't what they thought.
What did they think it was?
I got a feeling you're about to hear about it in about 2 minutes, but I'll tell you at 5:50.
All right, cool. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contest on the line for Profile. This is 206-803-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.